Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, September the 7th, and I do hope that you're enjoying a good day in the Lord and the blessings of God on this midweek day right here in the middle of the week, Wednesday. Some people call it hump day because you're getting over the hump. And all downhill from here, I guess they say. But this is time that we get ready to gather in for our midweek prayer service Wednesday night here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We'd love to invite you to come and be part of our services. We'll start up about 7 o'clock this evening. Love to have you with us. And we'll have some good singing. And we'll have special time to take people giving their requests and making requests known, and then gathering around the altar, have altar prayers. We pray together. And then preaching from the King James Bible right out of the Word of God. So we'd love to have you come and be a part of our services. Very easily located right here off of Pennyrow Parkway at 1415 Island Ford Road. That's now called Interstate 69, but the exit there, 116, is still Island Ford Road. You'll find us right here at 1415, just about a quarter of a mile off of Interstate 69. We'd love to have you in our presence and have make your acquaintance if we've not had that opportunity to do so before. Amen. Let me mention some things by way of prayer requests and just some things right off the bat. Of course, do keep Brother Hall and Sister Hall in your prayers, that God be with them and bless them. They're traveling, and I want to pray that God be with them while they're traveling, and that Brother Hall be feeling better. He got sick on Sunday and was still pretty weak when they left out yesterday, so we want to keep him in our prayers. And then Brother Cater Dockery here in the church has found out he's got cancer, and they're going to be dealing with that. He goes tomorrow to see the radiation doctor, and then next week on Thursday, they're going to start the chemo, so keep him in your prayers if you will. And then also, we got a call yesterday about 3 o'clock. They rushed my father-in-law, Mac Johnson, there in North Carolina. They rushed him to the Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem, which is about an hour away, but it's the best hospital in that area. And he's having chest pains, and a lot of his heart was just racing away from him. And he's had that problem before. They've been looking at having to possibly do something with a valve in his heart. Well, kept him overnight, and about midnight got him up in the CCU unit. And they did get that heart rate slowed down, like I said, just somewhere there on up in the night, about midnight or so. And they've run some tests today, did the stress test. And as of 4:30 this afternoon, our time, they still haven't told him what they're going to do. So keep him in your prayers, if you will. Let's go to the Lord in prayer together. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your blessings, goodness, and grace in our life. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. You've been so good, we could never complain. I want to thank you for helping my father-in-law, although we're concerned about him and waiting to hear what they're going to do. Lord, I want to thank you that you've helped him to this point. We'll trust you. I thank you, Lord, for helping Brother Cater. And Lord, we can trust you with what you're going to do in his life. Same with Brother Hall and these others we've been praying for. But I do pray for your hand of touch on these men, Brother Hall, Brother Cater, Brother Mac Johnson. Lord, I pray you'd help these men, help them through this sickness and through this time. Father, I pray that you'd help those around them that are involved, that are concerned, and the different needs, the doctors that might be working, and nurses and people that might be prescribing things and helping. Lord, I pray you'd work all that out to bring yourself utmost glory and honor. Now, Father, I pray you'd meet with us right here on the broadcast today, and I pray you'd meet with us here in the house of God tonight, that you might move among us and meet with us, and that you might get the glory and the honor as you desire and as you deserve. Now, Father, I pray you bless this and have your way. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us, and I did just spend a little short time in prayer because we've got the broadcast ready to go, and I just wanted to interject that about my father-in-law and get that mentioned. And I do have two songs lined up here by our family. I'm not playing the Roten Arnold family today. I do have one by Ben and Whitney singing together, "Did I Mention That I Love Him?" And then I've got one by our whole family together singing the "He's My Best Friend." I think that may be just us men, us guys, but the song entitled "He's My Best Friend." And then we'll be looking in the scripture at Luke chapter number 11, also at Nehemiah chapter number 2 and verse number 4. So if you want to be finding a new place, we'll be there. Luke 11, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4, right after these two good songs. In our Bible reading for today Luke chapter 11, verse number 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. Now, as most of you know, we've been studying for some time now what I call prayer secrets. And I've used a book that was written by a man named Guy H. King, written back in 1940. He preached seven sermons in 1939 that he called Prayer Secrets, and later produced a book that had 26 of those in 1940. And I've been looking over that book. I actually just finished reading it last night, I believe it was, or not before. I've forgotten exactly, but the last few days just finished reading that book and got some good thoughts and jotted down some notes. And I've been preaching along those lines now for some time here on the radio. And I'm dealing with this introductory verse as the disciples asking the Lord to teach us to pray. And I believe the Lord's interested in teaching us, his children, to pray, his disciples. He's interested in teaching us to pray. The way he teaches us is through his word. And so we've been looking at different nuggets of scripture and pulling out different portions of scripture and thinking on them and bringing thoughts concerning these prayer secrets. We are looking at number 17 right now, and we're in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter number 2 is where we take our text today. Nehemiah chapter number 2 and verse number 4, the Bible says, Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. I mentioned as we started this message on yesterday's broadcast that this particular message is going to be a little bit unique from the others in that it's not just an exposition of the scripture, but it is a study here in the life of Nehemiah. It's a thought on Nehemiah sending up this quick, short message in prayer. As the king, he was in a suddenly unexpected place. It required some swift action, and therefore he sent up a short message. And so we're looking at prayer in this short message realm, and I've called this the Sky Telegram is what Mr. King called it. I call it the text message type prayer. The text message type prayer. Those of you that are familiar with texting know that you don't sit down and write out a long letter. At least most of us don't. Some people do. But you don't sit down and write out a long letter. You just send a short, brief thought to someone in a text message. Well, that's what this is with prayer. And not that we would make this the norm, nor that we would make this, you know, our daily practice, that we spend the majority of our time in prayer in just these little short messages. No, I believe we ought to, if you want to say praying like writing letters, spend the time, put in the effort, put in the details. But if we've done that in our mornings and our evenings, and we've done that in our life, then we've got that prayer avenue open in which when something suddenly arises, we can call on the Lord in that sudden case. Now, looking here at the life of Nehemiah, I mentioned to you that Nehemiah has been informed about the devastation of the walls of Jerusalem. Jerusalem's lying in ruins, and Nehemiah is concerned about that. He's in the Persian court, as he's got a position in the Persian court as the king's cupbearer, and he gets the word back from his brothers and those that have traveled from Jerusalem that the city is in devastation, and it breaks his heart. Nehemiah spends time praying and weeping and fasting and mourning. And then as he comes back before the king here in chapter 1, verse number 4, he says, first of all, he says, And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. So you see that Nehemiah took the long range plan of calling on God. But then when he's back before the king of Persia had a rule that nobody could be unhappy in his presence. Nobody could be sad. And yet he saw the countenance of Nehemiah was sad, and he asked Nehemiah what was wrong. Nehemiah just told him about the situation with those walls. And the king said to him, What do you request of me? Amen. Then, verse number 4, Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? In other words, it's as if the king said, What do you want me to do? Oh, my. This sudden, unexpected concern comes up, so he needs a swift action. And I mentioned those three points we're going to be looking at on the broadcast. A sudden need, a swift action, and a short message. Now, I want to zero in on this sudden need, and I want to point that out in our life. You see, it arose in Nehemiah's life that he didn't expect the king to propose, more or less, what do you want me to do about that? But he didn't expect that. Well, a lot of times, I mean a lot of times in our life, things can come that are unexpected. It can certainly be swift in bringing us a problem. And so I just simply say that needs can arise very quickly. Now, I've got three different areas in which these needs can arise very quickly. First of all, and I'll do these A, B, and C. Think about some unsuspected danger. I mean, just all of a sudden, trouble may spring up before us. Before we know it, all of a sudden, trouble is on our back. Seemingly, in a flash of a moment, we realize we are in trouble. You've been driving down the road, and on the interstate, running 65 or 70 miles per hour, whatever the speed limit is, and you're running that, and things are just running smooth, and then all of a sudden, everybody on the highway is stopped. Something has happened up ahead, and in just a moment, I mean, in just a moment, trouble can arise. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, we've been, it seems like, one moment in life, everything may be going right, everything may seem bright and sunshiny, and then in the next moment, terrible calamity looms ahead. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a text message. Maybe somebody comes running up with news. Whatever the case is, I'm simply saying that sometimes troubles come unexpected. In times like these, there's no time for a long prayer. In times like these, there's no time for making things right and clearing the way. That's why we best have a clear way. Keep the path clear between you and heaven that you can send forth that short text message style prayer. Get a hold of God in a moment and in a flash. I'm glad our God is an ever-present help, a very present help in time of trouble. And when the path is clear, we can send up one of these short prayers. Amen. Not only this unexpected danger can be a sudden need, but what about some unforeseen temptation? You see, there are temptations that we are aware of, those that we prepare for, and they're difficult enough for us to deal with. But what about those temptations which without the slightest warning can come upon us? Sin's lure and fascination is flashed in front of our eyes. All that hideous weakness of our hidden nature is right upon us. What are we going to do? There's only one way that we can counter those hidden snares, but thank God there is a way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that with every temptation, God gives a way of escape. What is that way of escape? Well, if the path is clear between you and heaven, you can send up a quick prayer. Amen. You can send up an effective prayer in a moment's notice. Amen. And then the third thing about this sudden need is when there's some unexpected opportunity. Now, the things before we've looked at have been negative. Unsuspected danger, unforeseen temptation. But what about an unexpected opportunity? See, this was Nehemiah's situation. Here he was, so sad about the dreadful condition of his beloved city, so sad about the fact that the testimony for God's city was now being destroyed. And he was wondering what in the world could he possibly do? What could be done to make these things right? How could he somehow, maybe himself, help towards the remedy? I don't think that Nehemiah was contemplating going back and rebuilding the walls. I personally believe that he was possibly thinking about some contribution that he might make or some declaration perhaps that he might could send to others and make a call for help when all of a sudden an unexpected opportunity was handed to his lap. Amen. The king asked the question quickly. He said, "What do you want me to do?" Oh, what a magnificent opportunity. What should he ask for? How can he properly use this opportunity? You see, in this minute of excitement, with all the possibility that lay with it, Nehemiah was man of God enough. He was man of prayer enough to see the usefulness of calling on God for a quick, little quick prayer with a quick answer. He sent forth a short and direct message to the throne of God concerning this situation. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, there may arise something in your life that'll be an opportunity of a lifetime for you to glorify God. An opportunity of a lifetime for you to do something that would bring God glory and give your life excellent purpose. Amen. And God may very well just drop that in your life. Listen, most of the time these moments... Let me back up and say it this way. Most of the time, the things that make people great are not long, drawn-out plans, but it's just moving at the impulse of the moment in the right way. The only way I know that we can be sure to move in the right way is to keep our path clear between us and heaven. Keep the throne line open that we can send God that short message if necessary, that swift action that's required because of a sudden need that has arisen in our life. Oh, thank God for this opportunity to pray. And what an opportunity it is. But friend, here's my point. We never know from day to day, moment by moment, actually, exactly when we're going to need to rush to the throne of grace. Oh, thank God for the opportunity to get up in the morning and get a hold of heaven. Thank God for the opportunity throughout the day to steal away somewhere and pray. Thank God for the opportunity before we go to bed to pour out our heart to God and give Him all of our troubles. But what about those times, between those times, when we've not known about this particular opportunity or this particular temptation or this particular danger? We've not known about that when we prayed in the morning, and therefore we didn't mention anything about that. What about those times when these things spring suddenly upon us? Then is the time we need to get a hold of God quickly. Amen. Friend, let's get on our knees. Let's learn the prayer secrets that we can get a hold of heaven, and that when the need arises, we can do so quickly. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have for our message today. We'll look back at this on tomorrow, Lord willing. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.